two and one are a problem. Dear Miss Dix, I am a young man of 37. My friends say I am not unattractive, though to be kind and true is what I have always striven. I am open-minded about beverages, so long as they are grape, brandy, or malt, and I am generous to practically any fault. Well, Miss Dix, not to beat around the bush, there is a certain someone who thinks I am pretty nice, and I turn to you for advice. You see, it started when I was away on the road, and returned to find a pair of lovebirds had taken up their residence in my abode. Well, I am not crazy about lovebirds, but I must say they looked very sweet in their gilded cage, and their friendship had reached an advanced stage, and I had just forgiven her who of the feathered fiancés was the donor of, when the children caught a lost lovebird in the yard that we couldn't locate the owner of. So then we had three, and it was no time for flippancy, because everybody knows that a lovebird without its own lovebird to love will pine away and die of the discrepancy. So we bought a fourth lovebird for the third lovebird, and they sat around very cozily beak to beak, and then the third lovebird that we had provided the fourth lovebird for to keep it from dying died at the end of the week. So we were left with an odd lovebird, and it was no time for flippancy, because a lovebird without its own lovebird to love will pine away and die of the discrepancy. So we had to buy a fifth lovebird to console the fourth lovebird that we had bought to keep the third lovebird contented. And now the fourth lovebird has lost its appetite, and Miss Dix, I am going demented. I don't want to break any hearts, but I've got to know where I'm at. Must I keep on buying lovebirds, Miss Dix? Or do you think it would be all right to get a cat?